Oh.
Paul Varnado sits out on a patio with a few close friends, smoking a Sunday morning cigarette. To prove how well he knows his cohort, he goes down the line and lists everybody's brand.
I'm a cool smoker. Capris. Misty. All right. Cools. Miss Debbie smoked Dorels. Dorel Menthols.
This foursome takes in the December sun in a mixture of makeshift pajamas and Sunday chore outfits. They were up celebrating a birthday the night before. You'd think they'd known each other for years, but it's only been around 4 months.
The water just came out of nowhere. You know, I got up in the middle of the night, and when I got out there, it was 4 feet of water in the street.
Paul Varnado was in his Baton Rouge subdivision when he realized August's epic floodwaters were on his doorstep. Around 5 feet of water entered his two-story home. He woke up his teenage daughters, young son, and mother-in-law, and told them to pack what they could and wait on the second floor. His wife was safe at work. They escaped in a boat and wound up finding refuge at a hotel.
They said they weren't going to accept FEMA, so we were paying out of pocket.
Hotels voluntarily participate in FEMA's Transitional Shelter Assistance Program. After running up a few $1,000 room tab in a few weeks, Varnado and his clan got lucky and found a place that did take FEMA vouchers. That's how he wound up sitting here at the Microtel off of I-10 and Segan Lane with smoking buddies Laura, Kelly, and Rose.
Every time, every day.
All fellow flood-affected locals.
One day we had 20% occupancy, and within 45 minutes I was up to 100% occupancy and wishing I had more rooms so I could shelter more people.
That's Microtel manager Debbie Alls. Back in August, there were around 130 flood-displaced people at her hotel. There are still around 80 4 months later.
Because pretty much everybody that's staying here lost everything.
Alls didn't intend for her microtel to become a college dorm with her as the resident advisor. Before August, she normally spent 2 days a month at her business and the rest of the time at home in Florida. But her routine changed pretty abruptly last summer.
At the first couple days I was here, I was scared to death. You know, I'm walking in here to a house full of people, and now I realize that they're my best friends now. They'd do anything for me.
Alls now lives full-time in a room at her hotel. Tonight she's cooking chili for 30 people. She says there's a group meal 2 or 3 nights a week.
It's a home-cooked meal, so they don't have to go out and go to McDonald's every day.
Life at the Microtel has its challenges. People wind up eating a lot of fast food because they don't have formal kitchens. They have to drive to do things like laundry, and kids struggle with the confines of living in a single room instead of a house. One young boy flies through the hotel lobby past a couple of FEMA caseworkers on laptops. He uses a blanket for a cape, pretending he's a superhero.
I'm Batman.
FEMA staff are gathering updates from displaced families around Louisiana to see how close people are to returning.
Thank you.
Everybody's situation is a little different. Some of the Microtel guests are weeks away from moving back to their homes and apartments. Others are looking for new places to live.
It is.
Back in front of the Microtel, 50-year-old mother of two, Rose Williams, takes a drag from a cigarette. So, there's still no timetable on repairs for her subdivision home.
I can't see the future right now.
Williams says she gets up at 4:30 a.m. every weekday to make sure her teenage daughters can get to their same schools, a longer commute since the family was displaced. Williams says her oldest daughter is struggling with anxiety.
Because she was so worried as to, like, why are we still here?
Williams says it's hard not to have the answers. She lost her job after the flood as well, so money's tight. She says her family won't be ready to move home in January. But even though Williams and the rest of the flood-affected families she now calls neighbors desperately want out of the Microtel, they all say they can't imagine not having this place and its caretaker, Debbie Alls, in their lives.
There will be a reunion. We're going to have reunions each year. We will never forget this lady. Never.
Microtel manager Debbie Alls plans to keep living at her hotel through January. She's hoping most of her flood-affected guests will be able to return home by then. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Jesse Hardman in Baton Rouge.